When you're ready, Cecil. For new members, that was Cecil, our resident trumpet player. And we have got some new members, several new members in fact, so welcome. I'll try and make this podcast more or less sensible so as not to put you off, but you will discover if you listen back to past podcasts that they can get a little bit eccentric, shall we say. It is, as I record this, April Fool's Day, but I'm aware that when you listen to this, it may not be April Fool's Day, so depending on when you're listening, please skip over the April Fool's Day joke when you get to it. Now,
time for the stats.
Time for the stats.
What time is the stats? What time is the stats?
Time for the stats.
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 Stats.
As I've mentioned before, the stats that the website supplies aren't that helpful. But as I'm going to go on to talk about the website, I thought we'd have a quick look at them. Now, you see, this isn't helpful. It says last month, 371 people. We haven't got that many members, so some of you must have kept going back there, visited the comments page. I think there's one comment. What's that all about? 271 people, so that's 100 less than visited the comments page, are actually logged onto the website. So again, that's obviously some people logging on many times. 59 people visited the Agatha Christie stories. 28 people, specifically Hercule Poirot. 28, the E. Nesbitt stories. 24, the new horror page. 23, it's easy to confuse these two, the M. Jam comedy page. And 21, Paddington Bear. That's our top 10 for last month. Yes, I finally finished recording The Railway Children. I bet you thought I never would, but I did. I hope you enjoyed that. You'll notice, if you're looking at the homepage, that there's a new Mrs. Jiggles story. I promised you a new Dr. Clark story. That is in the works. But you know what Dr. Clark's like. He's very difficult to pin down. He's a very busy man. But I do hope to have a new episode of that this month, some point in April. Have you spotted the April Fool's Day joke yet? Maybe we haven't got there yet. What is the future for the website? I didn't have much feedback on that, but I do have to make a decision. I think, probably, by and large, taking one thing with another, I'll keep this particular webnode webpage, and I'm going to have to pay to upgrade to increase my capacity, which they keep telling me I'm about to run out of any second. Yet I still seem to be able to put things on there, so I think perhaps they're exaggerating a little. But clearly, I'm going to need more capacity in the future, so I will do that. I haven't heard any feedback from you about whether you find the webpage easy to navigate or not, but I've decided it really needs, as well as the contents page, somewhere on there, particularly perhaps for new members, perhaps they'll let me know, an alphabetical list of everything that's on there, just so as you know. I will get my team onto that. Maybe some tweaks to the website, and at some point an alphabetical list of everything, which ideally would be links to those various things. That is quite time-consuming. I can't promise to do that. But if you know that a story is on there, it shouldn't be too difficult then to find it via the contents page. Before we move on to the next topic, I have noticed that there are a lot of members who haven't logged on for a long time. In fact, they're probably not listening to this, which is why I've included a note about this in the email, which they may read. Why haven't you logged on? Is it because you've joined the Story Club and then thought better of it? Or over time you've heard the things you've wanted? Or life's just moved on and you no longer have the time? Or is it that there's nothing here to interest you? If you're one of those people who hasn't logged on for months and months, and you're hearing this message, or you're reading it in email, and it's something to do with the content, please let me know. I record these stories, yes, for my own enjoyment, but obviously because I hope they're stories you want to listen to. So please, feedback, feedback, feedback. Thank you. You will remember that last month I posed a competition for you. One person has entered. Thank you, that one person, who must now be living in fear of the fact that they've won. I'd like to say how very disappointed I am in everybody for not rushing to take up the opportunity of saying a line in one of my plays. For goodness sake, if I have to, why shouldn't you? But there we are. The opportunity came, and now the opportunity has gone. I shall be contacting the very lucky winner in due course. They may know who they are. If they've forgotten, they're in for a lovely surprise, aren't they? But I'm not here to chide or scold, so let's move on. What's up and coming in the months ahead? You may remember that I said the next big project I'll be doing is a Miss Marple story. I hope that appeals to many of you. I didn't tell you which Miss Marple story it was going to be, though, so I will in just a moment. I also said that I would be doing another Poirot Labours of Hercules, which I've neglected slightly. And I have. It's not there yet, but I have done it. It's complete. It's ready to go. I just don't actually have access to it at the moment because I'm not on the computer that it is. But that will be going out in the next couple of days for sure. Now, where was I? Do you know, I was thinking of doing a Dickens again. Remember I did A Tale of Two Cities? When you're tackling Dickens, you just got to get on with it, really. You know, eyes down, full steam ahead, which is why I did it as a live recording. In other words, just what came out of my mouth without much editing and leaving in the odd little errors. So I had a look at my Dickenses and I thought, shall I do one that's familiar to everybody, but do it properly, not like some versions I've seen on television or film, or shall I do one of the more obscure ones? Being an idiot, I thought, let's do one of the more obscure ones. Instantly, you think of, I've forgotten them now, that's how obscure they are. What's that one called? I can remember the one. What's the other one? Oh, yes, of course. The obscure ones are, I would say, you may differ, Our Mutual Friend and Barnaby Rudge. Now, Our Mutual Friend has been done a few times in the media, but it's not one that I was that familiar with. Barnaby Rudge I knew nothing about at all, so I had a look and found out what it was about. I see they did make a film of it in 1915, and it was silent. Some people say that's the best way to enjoy Dickens, without the words. It shows how popular the story is. And then I saw the good old BBC had done a version in 1960. They'd never tried it before, and my goodness me, they've never tried it since. I had a look at that version, and I must say, it's a pretty boring story, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do Our Mutual Friend either. In fact, I'm not going to do any Dickens. I've decided to put that on the back burner, as people say these days. Maybe I'll leave it till around Christmas time and revisit the idea. Maybe I'll do that hackneyed old A Christmas Carol. You've never heard it done by me. Let me know what you think. So as well as for Miss Marple, which will be the main project and take up most of the rest of the year, I expect, I intend to throw in a Doctor Who book, because I know some of you like that. I'm not sure which one yet. And of course, there'll be a Paddington or two along the way. I know how popular they are. Quite right, too. That's it for another month. Remember everything I've told you. Go out into the world and tell everybody about MJAM from London. And do get in touch if you don't listen to me anymore, and let me know what stories you'd like to hear. And, oh yes, the Miss Marple story that I'm going to read is... Have you guessed? Have you a favourite? Which one do you think I've plumped for? Perhaps this could be another competition. No, there's no point in that. I wouldn't hear a dicky bird from you. The answer is... A Murder is Announced. There. Now you know as much as me. So, until next time, thank you for listening, and I'm just pleased you want to be members of the MJAM Story Club, whether you listen to me or not. Cecil, don't play us out. Let's finish instead with this.
Teapot, teapot, with your dribbling spout, I must be careful when I pour you out. We ought to get a new one, but we'd be so sad not to have our dear old pot. Though the tea tastes bad.
Have you got an old teapot? Kiddies Corner, coming to a comedy channel near you soon. This one, obviously.
And yes, Dr. Clark will be there soon too. Bye. There, that's the April podcast done for another year. Do you think they'll spot the April Fool's Day joke, Mr. Oppelkoff?
Oh, I'm sure they will, Mr. Jones.
You didn't put in last year's by mistake, did you?
Oh, no. This one was funny. Oh.
Oh?
I've still got it here. You forgot to put it in.
Honestly, Mr. Oppelkoff, what will people think now? They'll be looking for a joke and there isn't one.
I'm sure they'll think something's a joke.
Well, let's hope you're right. My fault for delegating, I suppose. You know I should have kept in the adverts game. They still show that advert I did, you know, as a little boy, with a washing up liquid bottle, trying to build a rocket.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones, you were so good.
Yes, I was, wasn't I?
It's been ages now, and the washing up liquid's still not gone away.
Oh, bravo, sir, bravo.
Yes, I've still got it. Not a penny in royalties, though. You know, I gave my all to that little boy. People really believed I could build a rocket and fly to the moon.
Everybody wanted you to.
Yes.
Some sent money.
I know. I spent 8 years living as a little boy to get ready for that part.
But you were a little boy.
That's not the point, Miss Dropplecoff. It's called backstory. And I had it. Oh, well. There's still my other advert. The Energy Line Complaints Desk.
Thank you for talking to me. It's nice to talk to a real human being.
Why they want to advertise that so many people need to ring their customer helpline, I'm not sure. But still, it got great reviews. Oh, give that April Fool's joke here, Mr. Oppelkoff. I'll find a way to get it in somewhere. Well, sadly, of course, I didn't, unless that was the joke, because I'm actually posting this on the 2nd of April, not the 1st. So, what a waste of time all that was. Now, must get on. It's almost time for 11s.